welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We open the week with two candidates for the South Dakota House of Representatives as our Meet the Candidates series continues. Up first, we have Roger Chase. He's a Republican running for re-election in District 22, which includes Beadle and Kingsbury counties. Chase is an insurance broker and farmer from Huron, and he was first elected to his current seat in 2016. He's seeking a third term. Roger, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you.
This has been a very interesting time, to say the least, to be in the state legislature. So tell us a little bit, if voters decide to send you back to Pierre, what you think some of those top issues are going to be for lawmakers in January.
Well, Lori, it's been an interesting year, to say the least. When we left the legislature this year, second week of March, boy, that's when everything was breaking and really changing things. And so, obviously, the coronavirus concerns with healthcare, education, and other industries that are supportive of, service industries, whether it be restaurants, motels, lodging, things like that, have all been impacted in this. And so, some industries really haven't been impacted, but others certainly have. And, that'll be one of the major concerns that we have to deal with for this next legislative session, and even going through the election process. The campaigning process has changed. I mean, there's been very few parades, public events that we can attend to get our word out or to meet the people or the residents of District 22. And so it's been a very difficult time so far. I don't really know if it's going to change much over the next 2 or 3 months as we get closer to the election.
Yeah. What are some of the ways as a candidate that you've adapted to those changes, and as a, someone who is representing people, hearing from them, how do you kind of, set up a system or an infrastructure, if you will, that invites feedback? Is that all done digitally? Has it changed from how you did it before?
Well, we still are very viable on email and telephone. That's been probably the easiest way we've been able to stay in contact with constituents. If they've had concerns, we certainly invite them to email us or to call us on our cell phones. Those numbers are readily available and advertised, so people can find us that way. I'm not a huge social interaction on Facebook or any other platforms. I prefer to kind of be the old style and visit with people and talk to them and find out exactly what their concerns are and deal with them one-on-one.
Yeah. What do you think the people from your district really want to see happen in Pierre, other than the work that needs to be done, sort of stabilizing the South Dakota economy or dealing with the budget and things like that? What are some of the issues that are most important to them?
Well, I think that as we start looking at how this coronavirus has impacted things in a vast array of situations, obviously, I'm on the Transportation Committee, and one of my major concerns is, road maintenance and keeping up on the infrastructure that we've got in South Dakota. And obviously, one of the major factors on road maintenance and the revenue sources to take care of our roads and infrastructure in South Dakota is the gas tax. And obviously, we were not driving as much, and we still are not driving as much as we have in years past. So I'm concerned about the gas tax revenue, how much is going to be available, how much we're going to be down this year, and I'm maintaining our roads to go along with that. The ethanol industry, I'm also involved in the agriculture industry. We have a huge corn crop coming out in South Dakota, and obviously ethanol is a big part of chewing through all of that corn that we raise in South Dakota. And that market and that industry has suffered due to the lack of people driving as well. So driving and ethanol and gasoline and fuel consumption, I think, is a major issue that we have in South Dakota that maybe people are not talking about or thinking about.
Yeah. Are there things that you can do in Pierre that will sort of help address some of those issues? Is that a federal response? How do you kind of envision, once you've acknowledged the depth of the problem, really, how do you come up with viable solutions?
Well, I think, the main thing that we need to do as legislators in South Dakota is to try to have the calming influence with the people that, yes, this is a virus that's had a major impact on us, and we have to deal with it. We have to take it seriously. But at the same time, we need to keep our economy going and focus on moving ahead. And we just can't go and hide in a closet and say we're going to come out in 6 months and hopefully this has all gone away. We need to confront it face to face. Move on and carry on as industry is in South Dakota and keep moving forward.
You know, Roger, when you talk about people driving, I know for the first, you know, back in March, I think I had a full tank of gas as my car sat in the driveway forever. And then finally I got restless and, you know, I'm an introvert, so that took some time. But eventually, you know, I just started going for drives, and it was a really nice thing to, you know, when you can't go somewhere, you don't want to, you know, expose yourself, to just drive around South Dakota a little bit. And it's been a nice reminder of what a beautiful thing a road trip is here in the state. Do you think that in a place where people, you know, drive, you know, we're not New York City, we don't, you know, we don't take public transportation very often, at least most of us don't. Do you think that we'll all be in our cars again, because that's one of the things that we can do?
Well, I think that the first 30 days, obviously, everybody was really cautious on what they did. And then we decided to kind of get back, and, you know, people were going to work, or people were doing, just like you said, going for a short drive or whatever the case might be. And it was easy to do because gas prices back then were substantially cheaper than we've seen them for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we reach a point to where we have to do what we have to do. I mean, agriculture is a big part of South Dakota. Obviously, we had to go put a crop in the ground, and we had to move forward. And, you know, those tractors, those trucks, those vehicles, they all moved and consumed fuel or gasoline. And so after 30 days, the first 30 days of the coronavirus, I think everybody either was trying to get back to some sense of normalcy, or at least get back a little bit rather than just being isolated and staying at home.
Yeah, you live in Huron, and we've, you know, been following the news in Huron as the pandemic, you know, some of the early cases, and really how effectively the leadership in Huron dealt with it. Can you speak to, from you know, a statewide perspective, about that local control and how, especially, you saw in your district, you know, measures taken? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, in the Huron community, we were one of the hot spots originally when this first started, and local leaders stepped up to the plate. We had lots of local volunteers that stepped up to volunteer to test and to educate, and within a short period of time, we really cut down on our numbers as far as active cases, and people really took this seriously. They stayed at home and, you know, did a nice job of cutting our numbers or stalling the numbers for a long time. But as in any case, you know, we have a large number of immigrant workers. We have two facilities in the Huron area that, you know, are meatpacking industries with Dakota Provisions, as well as LSI and Alpena. Many of those residents obviously live in Huron, and so the transfer or the likelihood of getting, you know, one of those people to test positive, they live in large numbers in homes together. So it's been a struggle, but, you know, in our community, I have to tip my hands to the volunteers. They've really done a nice job as far as trying to, you know, keep this from spreading any more than it has. And for a long time, we did a wonderful job. And even as of now, I mean, we may only have one or two cases each day. So each community needs to step up to the plate. Volunteers within those communities need to step up and, you know, educate and try to keep the social distancing and do what we can to alleviate the problem.
Roger Chase is a Republican running for re-election in District 22. Roger, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you very much, Lori.